99.9 FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Caribbean leaders are calling for an emergency meeting tomorrow to address the gang violence in Haiti. Guyanese President Ifrane Ali says it's serious there.
From our reports, the situation on the ground remains dire and is of serious concern to us.
President Biden's campaigning in Georgia ahead of its primary this week and took a dig at his Republican rival, Donald Trump.
Here's a guy who's kicking off his general election campaign on the road up with Marjorie Taylor Greene. It can tell you a lot about a person who he keeps company with.
The former president also stumping in Georgia this weekend. Georgia's Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock was on CNN this morning talking about the world war in the Middle East and Biden's plan to build a pier to deliver aid in Gaza.
Israel is our ally. It lives in a dangerous neighborhood, but you cannot look away from, and the president is not looking away from, the tragic situation in Gaza.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Americans lost more money to scams and fraud than ever before last year. $10 billion, according to the Federal Trade Commission. Nadia Ramlagan reports.
Consumer education and awareness of scams is an ongoing challenge. Scammers are constantly changing their tactics and using AI and other technology to bait more people. Judy Dollison of the Better Business Bureau says scams are increasingly complex and overlapping and often involve emotional and psychological manipulation.
We're seeing a crossover between romance scams and crypto scams because now instead of the romance scammers just asking for money, they're asking their victims to invest in crypto exchanges, which aren't real.
Dollison says 80% of people who've reported losing money to investment scams involving cryptocurrency lost on average more than $3,000. For adults ages 18 to 44, employment scams are the top risk, with an average loss of around $2,000. Consumers who suspect they've been victims of fraud can file a report with the Federal Trade Commission. Federal Trade Commission attorney Phil DeBanate says, aside from software scams, the second most reported scam involves imposters.
There are those scammers pretending to be the government. There are scammers pretending to be a well-known business or a bank's fraud department or a family member who needs help.
Common imposter cons include people pretending to be affiliated with government agencies like the IRS or Social Security Administration, charity-related scams, and tech support scams. This is Nadia Ramlagan. This story was produced in association with Media in the Public Interest and funded in part by the George Gund Foundation.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Marquette wins a close one on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles came back late to put away Xavier 86-80 in Cincinnati. Cam Jones with 30 points. Tyler Kolek still out.
I tell the guys that before the game, it absolutely was an incredibly big win for us. Not only because it's a Big East road win, but because I think our guys actually have played pretty darn well with Tyler out.
That's head coach Shaka Smart. Marquette now with the third seed headed into the Big East tournament. Hockey, the men's Big Ten tournament. Badgers skating to a 4-2 win over Ohio State in Game 2. Game 3 of the series tonight at the Kohl Center. In Minnesota, the Badgers women's team beat Ohio State in an upset 6-3 to win the final faceoff title. And the winners in the Girls State High School basketball finals were Arrowhead in Division 1. In Division 2, Pewaukee winning its first state title. And Division 3, Edgewood High winning the state championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Tune in for a big Monday edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll take your phone calls. We'll give you all the headlines. Devil's Advocates, 4 to 6 statewide.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies and mid-40s, a northwest wind today. Clear and lower 30s tonight. On Monday, sunny skies, mid-50s coming our way with south winds. Even warmer for Tuesday, more clouds, Highs near 60 degrees.
It's 33 at our studios.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Music of the stars, music of Hollywood. Oscar winners and losers. Wait till you hear some of the losers that were overlooked. It's crazy out there. And that reminds me of another song that should have been overlooked, but we'll get to that later, or maybe not at all. Let's find out if we get to it at all. Let's talk about 1940, and I decided that I'd let Kate Smith do the Oscar winner for 1940. Pinocchio.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream,
yeah.
true.
Kate Smith. Best known for a rendition of God Bless America by Irving Berlin. Had a great career, 5 decades. Had a radio show, we never missed it. With Ted Collins. Cliff Edwards had the original hit. Oscar winner, 1940, Pinocchio, great, great movie. And Cliff Edwards, let's look at his story just a little bit. It's a depressing one. A spendthrift all his life. He was a saloon singer, loved a good time. Well, he could never maintain his lifestyle, money-wise. So he kept working and working and was a heavy smoker and an alcoholic. And a gambler and a drug addict. And at the end, he lived in a home for penniless actors in Hollywood. He used to show up at the Disney studios almost every day to see if he could get some work. Sometimes some of the other people would take him to lunch. Well, he died in 71. He was 76. Cardiac arrest. Hardening of the arteries. At that time, he was a penniless charity worker.
He had no money to spend for food. Turned out that Walt Disney was paying a lot of his hospital bills. Well, when he was cremated after he passed on, Disney offered to pay for the burial and purchase his remains. But instead, the Actors Fund of America, they also helped him out financially. And Walt Disney paid for his grave marker. This is the music of the stars. And the story of Cliff Edwards. Let's have something away from Disney for Cliff Edwards. What do you say?
Though the days are long, twilight sings a song of the happiness that used to be. Soon my eyes will close, then I'll find repose, and in dreams you're always near to me. I'll see you in my dreams. Hold you in my dreams. Someone took you out of my arms. Still I feel the thrill of your charms. Lips that once were mine. Tender eyes that shine. They will light my way tonight. I'll see you in my
and losers. We'll be right back. Oscar winners and losers, The Seventh Dawn, with the Letterman.
I'll remember when I feel lonely, the way you kissed me in the rain, and darling, I remember your golden laughter whenever.
These are no ordinary oats. They're Quaker oats, selected for quality.
And Teicher on the Ed Sullivan Show. The Seventh Dawn. Things aren't nominated. A lot of people either. Doris Day, never nominated for an Oscar.
Winning one of these things is hard.
Drink that potion and you'll never grow even one day older. Don't drink it and continue to watch yourself rot.
But it's straight up impossible when you're never even in contention.
I shall not submit. I shall conquer. I shall rise.
Welcome to WatchMojo.com, and today we're counting down our picks for the top 10 actors who have never been nominated for an Oscar.
Oh, I know what happens in the country. I'm from the country myself. I've been kissing boys since I was knee-high.
Well, that's the point.
For this list, we've looked at any actor or actress, regardless of era or genre, and have ranked the most talented never to have been given an Academy Award nomination.
You know, you said I had a magical glow. But that's, it's you. You're the one that has one.
Number 10, Jeff Daniels. Well, while we concede that Dumb and Dumber isn't exactly prime Oscar material, for all its undoubted greatness, what's really stupid is Jeff Daniels' general lack of nomination.
You wouldn't try to look so innocent unless you were guilty.
You're gonna have to take my word for it. You have no other choice.
His cinematic breakthrough came in the Oscar-winning Terms of Endearment. Although he himself didn't receive a nod, and he's since collected alternative nominations throughout his career.
Who are you?
Who am I? You've seen the movie 5 times. I'm Tom Baxter, poet, adventurer, explorer, Chicago Baxter.
Most notably, for 1985's Purple Rose of Cairo and 1986's Something Wild, he was shortlisted for a Best Actor Golden Globe.
Jeff Daniels works out of Michigan. Does his own thing now. John Goodman never nominated. Nothing.
If your song didn't win the Academy Award and you're feeling dejected and deflated, imagine the shape you might have been in if you hadn't even been nominated. Not even nominated makes you feel about that tall. But just remember, Oscars, only human after all. Not even nominated were a lot of great songs we can recall.
For instance,
you were meant for me.
Not even nominated.
And I was meant for you.
And what about a fine romance with no
kisses?
A fine romance, my friend, this is.
You say either, and I say either.
You say neither, and I say neither.
Either,
either,
neither,
neither.
Let's call the whole thing off. They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round.
It's very clear. Our love is here to stay.
Love walked right in and drove the shadows away.
When I fall in love,
the more I see you.
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Benson.
The more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows.
And may I have the envelope? Can't make a dream come true.
When they're not even nominated songs like you.
You are.
My lucky. Marvelous for words.
Words like what?
Words like, who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew?
It seems to me I've heard that song before.
Yeah, not even nominated.
The snow is snowing, and the wind keeps on blowing. But I can't weather the storm.
A merry little Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
You think this was nominated? Never. Here's an old goodie that Oscar said no to. It's a standard old goodie he just wouldn't go to.
And singing in the rain.
Yeah.
Hi.
We're singing.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side. He'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer. To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now throw up another three. Book it! Oh, my goodness! Don't wake him up! Greg Kaminsky, a single-game school record, 43 points. I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
From Mackey Arena, West Lafayette, Indiana. Final regular season game for the Wisconsin Badgers as they take on the Purdue Boilermakers alongside Brian Butch. I'm Matt LePay. Butchie, all bright-eyed, got in a couple, 3 hours ago after work of the late game in Evanston last night. But you are living the dream, aren't you?
I am living the dream. The worst part is it's got to come to an end at some point, and this is the last game of the regular season. However, March is here, which means there's opportunities for everybody out there, and this Badger team has a great opportunity in front of them to end this season on the right way here at Purdue, possibly get a double bye. Right, a win gives you that to set you up right for the Big Ten tournament, and then that moves you to the March Madness. And that's what everybody wants. As a player, you want to know that you're playing in meaningful games in March, and that's what this team has in front of them.
Yeah, the Badgers, it was one game. We understand that, but it was a step in the right direction on Thursday against Rutgers, especially for the most part, the final 12 minutes of that game. As we mentioned on Thursday, Butchie, that was the Wisconsin basketball we saw for the most part through January. Now the question is, can they continue with that style, with that quality of play?
Well, in two ways, right? Defensively, they held Rutgers to 66 points, so I thought defensive stretches, they were better for longer. And that's what you're looking for. This team is going to be a great defensive team. We know that. But if they can put together longer stretches of better defense, it's going to give them a chance. And then offensively, it was the next man up. Kamari McGee comes in, but we saw that in January. We saw that in December. Now, can they continue that and have that carryover in March?
All right, we're about 1 hour away from the opening tip. We'll hear from head coach Greg Gard. We'll check in with Luke Hurdle, redshirt freshman out of Heartland, Wisconsin. But coming up, we'll visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. This is the Badger pregame show. We'll get it rolling in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This is the Badgers pregame show, final regular season game before the conference tournament begins in a few days up in Minneapolis. Joined by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. I don't know who had Kamari McGee scoring more points than minutes played, but if you're one of those, you win. You see, the points are the obvious, I guess, if you just look at a box score, but they missed the energy, the defensive presence, the quickness, all of that. I know it's a game, but he's had some games earlier this season, Jesse, where they were sluggish, and he came out and not just gave Chucky Hepburn some relief, but provided quality minutes. You just get a taste of, you know, he's not a star. He's not a 30-minute-a-game guy, but they missed it, didn't they?
They certainly did. I did not have 11 points in 10 minutes on my bingo card, Matt, for those who may be curious. But yes, he gives them a lift. He provides energy, and he can give you some scoring. He made some great drives to the bucket, gave the team everything you could have asked for. And what I found interesting was that Greg used Chucky and Kamari on the floor together. One of the things that I thought really helped the depth that we saw previously was if he was in the game for Chucky, you could give Chucky some rest. But now we're in the closing stretch of the season, and you obviously don't necessarily want to take Chucky off the floor, but you do have that option now with Kamari. So for him to come in and go 5 for 5 and give this team everything that he did is a really good sign moving forward.
Yeah, it was a plus for him to come back because Max Klusman had limited minutes. He had to limit his time because of a lower body injury. But I look at this probably too general of an observation here, but McGee obviously brings him the energy, and he's a fiery guy. John Blackwell brings him energy, but in a different way. I view him in a lot of ways, Jesse, even as a freshman, as a stabilizer, just kind of restores some order, his ability to get to the free throw line and his defensive work. It goes back to early in the season where we thought this team had some depth with Kamari McGee and then John Blackwell, who just looks like he's back into the flow now after having missed a couple of games and, you know, looked a little rusty at first, but it looks like he's back about as close to 100% as anybody can be right now.
Blackwell's game is so fun to watch. It's not flashy, but all of a sudden you look and he had 17 points and 8 rebounds coming off the bench. He's very efficient. You mentioned the way he gets to the free throw line. He made 9 of 10 free throws. He can do a little bit of everything. He can play well defensively. And to me, I consider him to be a starter. It's just that he doesn't always get starters minutes. But what an addition for them to have a true freshman like that off the bench.
Yeah, 8 rebounds for Blackwell as well in the game against Rutgers. Okay, on to Purdue. The Boilermakers have clinched the outright regular season championship, but obviously a team that, as cliche as it is on a mission after what happened last year. Is there kryptonite? Is there any kind of they've lost 3 times? I don't know if there's obviously there's not a formula that's worked consistently well, but what's the best chance for Wisconsin to have a chance in this game?
That's a really good question, Matt, because yes, Purdue's lost 3 games. None of them have been at home. Maybe you have to hope upon senior day. There are some emotions and they're just off a touch. And Wisconsin's going to have to play one of, if not the best games of the regular season for the Badgers to go into Mackey Arena and win that game. I think Purdue has everything you could want in a college basketball team at this phase. Obviously, they have Zach Edey, but they have guards around him who can score. They lead the Big Ten in scoring. So they really do have it all. That's not to say Wisconsin can't win. And boy, what a lift it would give the Badgers if they could go in there and win. But even if they don't win, I think just showing out well to continue to build some confidence as you go into the Big Ten tournament is important.
Yeah, I was just going to suggest that. I mean, the Rutgers game is a game, and Rutgers is, you know, near the bottom of the Big Ten. But, you know, obviously had its way against Wisconsin the first time around. So a win there on Wisconsin senior night and then show well against Purdue would go a long way. The seeding is the seeding, conference tournaments and what lies ahead after that. But maybe a chance just for this Wisconsin team to feel better about itself and knowing it can put a couple of really good outings together.
Yeah, I think that's extremely important, particularly coming off that 9-game stretch before the Rutgers game where the Badgers went 2-7. Now, they did enough earlier in the season to build a resume that was going to allow them to get into the NCAA tournament. But you do not want to backslide into the NCAA tournament as we've seen teams do over the years. So absolutely, I think it's important to play well against Purdue, and maybe that can allow you to win a couple games in the Big Ten tournament or potentially do even more as you get prepared for the NCAA tournament.
All right, he is Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We'll take a break. Coming up next, our Badger Spotlight as pregame coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Are you ready for this?
March into Clary Building Corp for the biggest savings of the season. It's our Customer Appreciation Day sale, March 14th through the 16th. At Clary, it's all about you. You deserve the best materials, the best warranties, and most importantly, you deserve the Clary team to deliver it all. So no matter what your building needs are, get the best prices of the season during Customer Appreciation Days, March 14th through the 16th. Visit clarybuilding.com for more.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Our Badger pregame show continues with today's Badger Spotlight. And this morning we'll hear from Luke Hurdle, a guard out of Heartland, Wisconsin, Lake Country Lutheran, where he starred not just in basketball, but as a quarterback on the football team. As a basketball player, he lived the ultimate dream, leading his team to a state championship and getting a triple-double in the title game. As we conclude the Big Ten regular season and get ready for postseason play, well, Luke, like the rest of us, just loves this time of year. It's all about March.
There's nothing like March. I was watching a couple of my friends playing a D3 game, and, like, you know, that NCAA tournament already started, so I got a little taste of a little early March madness, but, you know, got to view it as a fan. There's nothing like it.
What is that like when you are, I mean, you were a prolific scorer, obviously, in high school, but, you know, on the biggest stage in a championship setting, a triple-double. I mean, did you get a feeling early, you know, as good as your season was anyway, did you get a feeling early in that game? I was like, yeah, this is going to be pretty electric for me and, more importantly, my team here today.
Yeah, you know, we were playing a good team, and they had, like, a good game plan against me, so I didn't, you know, put up crazy points numbers, but you know, with that, they had to send a little bit extra help, and, you know, I was able to just get those more assists by just finding my teammates, trusting them, and they were able to knock down the shots.
And last year you redshirted. This year you've been in some games right now, including the guts of the game late to, in a recent game against Illinois. Just tell us, you know, how things have gone for you. I mean, you do a great work with the scout team, getting guys ready. Has this been what you had hoped here so far? I mean, your career is really just starting here, but so far so good. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, you know, that redshirt year was just kind of a big learning year for me. You know, as almost every freshman, you know, it's really tough to come in and play here at the Big Ten. You know, but obviously there's freshmen that do it. But, you know, that was just a big learning year for me. And, you know, I didn't see myself getting the minutes that, you know, I maybe would have liked. So I figured, you know, why not save it for, you know, an extra year when I'm older, more mature, you know the system, and hopefully get more minutes in that extra year towards the end.
Yeah, good for you, because there were times last year in the course of the season, I'm watching the practices, I'm going, he could probably play. He could get in there. Was there ever a time where you were kind of, where you were hedging, or was it just, no, not going to, I want to redshirt this year, learn everything I can in practice, weight room, all of that?
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, if I got my number called, you know, and if the team needed me to, you know, go in there and give them some support, I would have gladly done that. But, you know, that didn't happen. So I was able to kind of use that year as that learning year and as that, you know, kind of, I don't know what to call it, just like a learning year,
sure,
you know.
Sure.
I was able to use it at that, and I didn't have to waste any, you know, eligibility. But, yeah, like if there was an opportunity where, like, it made sense for me to do it, I would have gladly done it for the team.
You have such – and Badger fans will see this over the course of time. They've seen glimpses of it this year. You seem like you have such a great vision, you know, quarterback and football, all that, where on the scout team – you can drive guys crazy, right?
Yeah.
You know, the guys who are trying to check your team. Has that always been a part? I mean, take us through your development as a player and just what really appears to be a high basketball IQ.
Yeah, you know, I've just been around the game for my whole life. You know, my dad was a big basketball guy. You know, I have two older brothers, big basketball family. So, you know, just being able to be around my older brothers, you know, kind of having to pass around longer guys, big, taller guys, you know, in the driveway, stuff like that, that, you know, kind of gave me a little bit of an advantage. And, you know, I've just been able to take that and, you know, with playing the game and, you know, the coaches that I've had, they've taught me the game, and I've been able to kind of, you know, digest everything that all these great coaches and mentors have, you know, taught me.
That explains a lot, because watching practices, it's informative, entertaining, I would say, just from my point of view too, because you're not afraid to go in there if it's Stevie, Tyler, whoever, where it looks like, you know, it could physically be a mismatch because they've got a little bit more height, or in the case of Stevie, quite a bit. That doesn't stop you, though. Like, you're not afraid to throw your body in there.
Yeah, you know, God's given me, you know, a big, strong body, so just trying to use that and, you know, go into there, create some space. Obviously, you know, Steve gets the best of me sometimes. I get the best of Steve every once in a while. But, you know, I'm just lucky to be able to go against a guy like Steve and against, like, Tyler. Guys that are just, you know, great in the Big Ten. Guys who are teaching me, and, you know, I'm able to learn from those guys just as much as those coaches.
And it's so competitive. When things are going well, you and the other guys on the scout team, you like to let them know about it. I mean, the competitive juices really start flowing in the possession portion of practice.
Yeah, you know, I'm a competitor, so it doesn't matter if I'm on scout team in practice or if I'm in the game, you know. If I score, if I'm getting a couple buckets, I might let you hear about it.
And that's Badgers guard Luke Kirtle, and that's today's Badgers Spotlight. Stay with us. The Notebook is coming up next as our pregame coverage continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us, click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
A Badgers pregame show continues from Mackey Arena, Wisconsin, and the Purdue Boilermakers here this afternoon. Time now for our Badger Notebook with Brandon Harrison. Well, Kamari McGee, certainly a great conversation topic among the Badger fans and media alike over these last few days. That was an extreme example, but he's someone that when he was out, the coaches talked about a guy like him and how he can affect winning. And I mentioned the extreme example because he scored more points than he had minutes played. But it's that energy factor, defensive disruptor, all of that was missed, right, Brandon, the 11 games that he was out?
Absolutely, yeah. I think last time I did Notebook, it was when we played at Rutgers, and we talked a little bit and slipped him in pregame and how much the Badgers missed him for his defense, his leadership, some of the energy that he brings. And, yeah, if you look at the stats, he's averaging just under 2 points a game, plays around 7 minutes a game, so you're thinking, all right, what are they really missing with him? But when you look at the 11 games that they missed, Wisconsin is 15-4 this season when Kamari's active. They're 4-7. On that 11-game stretch. Now, all of that is not Kamari McGee, that is for certain, but he certainly adds a lot and helps in a number of different ways. And like you mentioned on Thursday, what a way for him to come back. He scores 11 points in 10 minutes, perfect 5-for-5 from the floor, even hits a three. We kind of wanted to look, too, because I was curious how many guys have played 10 minutes for the Badgers and scored 11 points. There's only two guys that have scored 10 or more points playing 10 minutes for the Badgers going back to 2010. It's Kamari McGee and Nate Reavers. Nate Reavers also did it in 2017 against Ohio State. Frank Kaminsky's another guy who had 9 points, and then Andy Van Vliet also had 9 points. Otherwise, there's a lot of guys that had 8 points in 10 minutes. So what he did was really impressive. But, again, another thing he obviously brings is just giving a guy like Chucky Hepburn a breather. With Kamari McGee playing, Chucky's averaging around 31.6 minutes a game, so 32 minutes a game. Without Kamari, Chucky was playing more than 36 minutes a game, so he's certainly helping in a number of different ways.
Yeah, but it's not just Chucky. It's now all of a sudden Max Cusman had to move over to the point guard position. Now you didn't see Max have to move over to the point guard position a little bit, especially with Max being a little banged up last game, but he can concentrate on being the wing that he needs to be because Max has to be that defender. Now when you move him to that point guard role, which Wisconsin had to do for a while there, it takes him off of his offense ability, but it also takes him off defensively. As much as players don't want to admit that, when you've had more added to your plate, you have to, it comes from somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest thing that Kamari gives his team is just, is the another body that where, you know, Max doesn't need to be slid over and asked to do more.
And by the way, if you're just checking us out right now, both Kamari McGee and Max Klesman are listed as questionable, but as I say that, both are out on the floor right now and have been participating in pregame warmups. Well, it's a heck of a way to conclude your regular season if you're Wisconsin, coming to the third-ranked team in the country, according to the voters, when they're right around there, 2-3, if you're looking at the Nets and Ken Palm and all of that. And I know, we all know, who follow Wisconsin basketball, the road has been pretty rugged of late, but the body of work under Greg Gard, the only team that's better, only is the one they're playing today. I mean, road wins are hard, but Wisconsin's got a good history here.
Absolutely, yeah. It's worth taking a look back on and just appreciating because, yes, while the Badgers have been having a tough time, as many teams have been this season on the road, under Greg Gard, they've been very formidable and they've performed when they go on the road. And like you just said, Matt, in Big Ten road games, specifically under Greg Gard, Wisconsin is 44-41, so they've won over 50% of their games on the road in conference play. And that trails only Purdue, which is 50-37 since 2015. And Purdue and Wisconsin are the only Big Ten teams during the Greg Gard era that have winning road records in conference play. So they've been able to go on the road. Even when you look nationally, too, again, it might not sound impressive. In nine seasons under Greg Gard, Wisconsin is 50-50 right now, so they're 500. But consider that there's only five other major conference teams that have 50 or more road wins during that span, going back to 2015. Teams like Virginia, Villanova, Kansas, Arizona, North Carolina. So you're in good company there, and it's hard to win on the road in major conference college basketball.
Yeah, and Butchie, beyond the obvious talent, I mean, you're on teams that won on the road a lot. What's the biggest key to having road success?
Well, you said it first. Talent, obviously, that helps, right? Like, Wisconsin's had some really good teams, and that's why they're having this conversation. But I think being able to stay even. You come into environments and your emotions go high. And I think Greg, and when I played Bo, the pregame speeches, it didn't change if you were home or away. You didn't try to get guys too high or too low. It was just you knew what you had to do, and you went and you did it. And I think that's the key is because there's enough variables out there right now. You hotel stay, you come in, it's a new arena, you're looking around, there's all that stuff. Now you remove all that because you know what the plan is in play. And I think that's where you have the most success, and that's why you have success on the road.
Absolutely. It's going to be interesting here today. It always is when you come and play. I know the students are on spring break, but as we're saying that now, you look, they're full, they're ready, they're here. I think I looked this morning, and the cheapest ticket on the third market was $212 to get in the door. So it'll be lively here for sure.
So you don't think there'd be any load management with Matt Painter today? Like, hey, Zach, take your bow. You know, you're good. Outright chance. Probably not wired that way.
And I was really hoping they'd do senior day before the game.
Yeah.
Now they're doing it afterward. Like, yeah, I was hoping before because then maybe get some tears from Big Zach. Now he's not thinking about the game. And you can sneak a quick 10-0 run to start the game out. No. Disappointed in Matt Painter. Thought he would help us a little bit.
He just didn't listen to you, did he? Oh, well. Appreciate it.
Nobody listens to me.
You bet.
Did you say something? He's Brandon Harrison and Brian Butch. That is today's Badger Notebook. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Badgers and the Boilermakers, today's senior day in West Lafayette, Indiana. More of our pregame coverage is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A-game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Known for their durability and performance, AAMCO wiper blades are the reliable choice for your vehicle's windshield. AAMCO effectively clears the rain, snow, and debris with ease. You want dependable visibility? Then choose the trusted choice, AAMCO, for smooth, streak-free wiping action. Easy to install and compatible with almost all models.